Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a slight chance for snow showers and our high nearing 21. Staying very chilly overnight tonight with cloudy skies and a low around 3 degrees. Northeast winds around 15 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Clearing up on Thursday with sunshine and our high nearing 21. And a low around 3 degrees Thursday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 18 degrees.
Here at the studios in Marysville, just a skiff of snow, really not enough on the ground to make any difference. Go a little south and a little east, looks a lot different. As a result, we have some weather-related school closings to report. USD 113, Prairie Hills, including the Axtell schools, closed. USD 115, Nemahal Central, closed today. USD 380, Frankfort and Centralia will be closed. And the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is closed Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A North Central Kansas lawmaker has been arrested in Topeka on suspicion of drunken driving. Topeka police said Tuesday that officers stopped Republican Representative Susie Carlson of Clay Center at about 9 p.m. Monday, a few blocks south and west of the State House. They said testing showed that Carlson was operating her vehicle under the influence of alcohol. An online log shows that the 69-year-old Carlson spent about 3 hours in the Shawnee County Jail before being released on a $1,000 bond at 2:15 a.m. Tuesday morning. She has served in the House since 2019. Governor Laura Kelly issued a declaration of inclement weather for Shawnee County. The order closes state offices for non-essential executive branch employees. It runs through midnight tonight. Conditions will be assessed later today to determine whether or not to extend the order. The Kansas Judicial Center is also closed due to inclement weather. Any proceedings already scheduled to be remote or able to do so will continue, though. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are 3 times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Law enforcement authorities investigating a fatal pedestrian accident have identified the victim as 73-year-old Lula Beamer of Wichita. Just after 4:30 p.m. on Saturday, police responded to the 2600 block of North Greenwich in Wichita. That's according to a media release. First responders located Beamer, who had suffered injuries after she was struck by a vehicle driven by a 15-year-old girl. The teen was backing out of a parking stall when she struck Beamer, who was getting into her own vehicle. EMS transported the woman to an area hospital where she later died. Police released no additional details. A winter storm is moving across the country this week and could drop more than a foot of snow in parts of Missouri and right here in Kansas, and could also coat trees and power lines with freezing rain. The Weather Service says up to 14 inches of snow could fall in the Kansas City area and up to 10 inches around St. Louis. Forecasters say freezing rain coupled with snow and high winds could lead to widespread power outages. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. Republican gubernatorial hopeful Jim Pillen has scored a big endorsement from the Nebraska Farm Bureau, the state's largest farm group and an influential voice among farmers. Leaders of the farm advocacy group said Pillen was the overwhelming consensus choice among their county members throughout Nebraska who made the decision. Nebraska Farm Bureau President Mark Maharg says Pillen is a fiscal conservative and a good listener with a background in agriculture. Pillen is locked in a competitive GOP primary with Charles Herbster, a Falls City agribusiness executive and a close ally of former President Donald Trump. Nebraska school leaders are asking state lawmakers to create a student loan forgiveness program to help nudge more people into the profession, which has suffered major losses during the pandemic. Members of the legislature's education committee reviewed multiple bills that would forgive up to $30,000 in student loans for teachers who agree to work in a Nebraska school. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Department heads met with Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting. The county councilor reported working on the tax sale and contracts for the proposed new jail project. Public Works Administrator will be getting bids to resurface the back parking lot at the courthouse. Emergency Management finished and approved their emergency operations plan, and they're getting prepared for spring weather. The county clerk is working on converting to a new software system and will offer a primary and general election this year. They're getting forms ready for filing. Commissioners finished up the wind farm project and are getting started on county jail construction. The county attorney reported a new employee. Register of Deeds reports that oil and gas researchers have finished up. They took over 25,000 images. Linda Fincham, former Register of Deeds, will start as a part-time employee in the office. The county appraiser reminded that personal property assessment sheets are due back by March 1st. Extension agent, new employee Miranda Woodyard, was introduced. The Medicare season just finished up. They helped nearly 1,000 patrons. Tax season is beginning now. 4-H Club Days are planned in March. Agency on Aging reported Meals on Wheels has increased. They'll be expanding from 4 to 5 routes, working with RSVP to provide Meals on Wheels and freezer meals to Okito. They received a grant from the Guys Weber Foundation for $5,000, used to pay for meals for 5 individuals in need of assistance. The 2023 Kansas Department of Transportation grant has been submitted and accepted, and they have a new driver, Tim Shaley. A bank stabilization project on the Blue River Rail Trail at Marysville has been completed. The entire trail has been reopened. Rock was recently added to the riverbank in order to protect further erosion from flooding. High water in recent years had cut into the bank near the covered bridge about a mile north of Marysville. On Saturday, Hanover and Hollenberg fire departments were dispatched to Lanham for a report of a grass fire. Morrillville Fire Department responded last Tuesday for a report of hay bales on fire at K-15 and 24th Road in Washington County. Bond has not been set for an Axtell man, Kevin Harbolt, age 40, arrested by Seneca Police Sunday on charges of DUI, fleeing or attempting to elude, transporting open container, resisting, interference with law enforcement, duty to report an accident, domestic battery, and criminal damage to property. Kevin Harbolt remains in custody in Nemahal County. KNDY has recently been approved, adding mobile streaming options for iPhone users. For those with iPhones, go to the App Store and search KNDY. You'll find 2 apps, one for each station, KNDY AM and KNDY FM. Google Play Store continues to serve as a source for Android mobile apps. Here at the studios in Marysville, just a skiff of snow, really not enough on the ground to make any difference. Go a little south and a little east, looks a lot different. As a result, we have some weather-related school closings to report. USD 113, Prairie Hills, including the Axtell schools, closed. USD 115, Nemahal Central, closed today. USD 380, Frankfort and Centralia will be closed. And the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is closed Wednesday. Mildred J. Muting, age 90 of Axtell, passed away Saturday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday 1 until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Muting. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Italian chicken, rice, broccoli, and applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, celery and carrots, and fiesta fruit pudding. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As an upper-level low-pressure system continues to make its way through the region today, temperatures will continue to drop. A band of snow will bring some heavy snowfall throughout Kansas and Missouri. Temperatures will continue to stay fairly chilly throughout Thursday before we warm up throughout Friday and Saturday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the single digits to upper teens throughout Iowa, the lower to upper teens throughout Nebraska, the upper teens and lower 20s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens and upper 20s throughout Missouri. Polar air will continue further south overnight tonight, bringing our low temperatures just around 0 degrees. Tonight, we will see lows just above and below zero throughout Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. Skies will clear up as we head into Thursday, but temperatures will stay fairly cool. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 41. Record high on this date, 74. The average low, 19. The record low, 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:49. And again, we're on the upper northern end of the band of snow moving across much of Kansas. If you are planning travel outside our area, might want to tune in to weather and road conditions, especially points south and further east. 19 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of February. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The streaking suns and Flora's sues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the NBA last night, a potential finals preview. The Suns besting the Nets 121-111 in Phoenix.
Bridges out to Booker for three, short. Booker follows and scores. Heads up play.
On KMVP, 35 points for Devin Booker. The Suns win their 11th straight. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 33 en route to a triple-double, powering the Bucks to a 112-98 decision over Washington. NFL former Dolphins head coach Brian Flores sued the league and three teams.
Brian Flores alleged the NFL is rife with racism, particularly when it comes to the hiring and retention of black head coaches. The lawsuit alleged the New York Giants had the chance to hire Flores but selected someone else while they were still scheduled to interview Flores, an interview he said that was meant to falsely demonstrate the team complied with an NFL rule to consider at least one black person.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The NFL denies the allegations. Back to the NBA, the Raptors beat the Heat for the second time in 4 days behind Gary Trent Jr.'s 33 points.
Trent
on the bounce against Tucker. Step back three. Shake him down, young fella. Down the bottom of the well.
On TSN 1050, it was Trent's fifth straight game with at least 30 points, 106-100 the final. College hoops, top-ranked Auburn roll over Alabama 181. Number 10, Kansas, top 20th-ranked Iowa State, 70-61. And 14th-ranked Texas Tech got the best of former head coach Chris Beard's new team, knocking off number 23, Texas, 77-64. NHL, Dmitry Orlov's second goal of the night gave the Capitals a 4-3 overtime win over the Penguins.
In the near side, Orlov will take it. 45 seconds left. He's in the right corner, looking for a lane. Cuts the middle. Orlov still with it. He scores! Dmitry Orlov!
On WFED, 4-3 the final. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Houston Unranked School basketball action in girls.
Rundown of high school basketball scores last night in girls action. Valley Heights over Hanover, 53-41. Frankfort took Blue Valley, 54-24. Donovan West over Axtell, 58-25. Lynn girls beat Washington County, 50-42. Centralia took Rock Creek 36-32. Marysville girls edge Riley County 44-43. Minneapolis over Abilene 41-31. Chapman took Clay Center 41-35. And Concordia beat Pike Valley 49-36. Boys play. Frankfort took Blue Valley 61-49. Axtell over Donovan West 52-41. Washington County down Lynn 61-41. Marysville boys beat Riley County 53-44. Abilene over Minneapolis 69-37. Clay Setter topped Chapman 58-44. And Concordia took Pike Valley 94-35.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Farmer sentiment weakened in January as the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer declined 6 points to 119. That's the second lowest reading since June of 2020. The current conditions index fell 13 points to 133. Future expectations index changed little in January, but down 2 points at 112. Rising farm input costs and ongoing supply chain disruptions appear to be contributing to producers' weaker perception of the current condition and expectations of their farm's financial performance in 2022 when compared to last year. More producers expect the size of their operating loan to increase this year than last or the last 2 years with the rise in farm input costs. Farmers in January also expressed less confidence that farmland values will continue to rise as farmland value indices fell about 10% from the respective fall 2021 peak levels. The barometer calculated each month from 400 U.S. ag producer responses to a telephone survey. The Commerce Department issued a preliminary finding yesterday that imports of urea ammonium nitrate solutions, or UAN, from Russia and Trinidad and Tobago were sold into the U.S. at below market prices, paving the way for anti-dumping duties and drawing the ire of farmers that need affordable fertilizer. The preliminary ruling that Russia and Trinidad and Tobago are dumping UAN onto the U.S. market means Commerce will begin collecting cash deposits this week until the duties and the ruling are finalized. The final determination will not be issued, though, until summer. Separately, Commerce issued a preliminary ruling in November that Russia and Trinidad and Tobago are unfairly subsidizing UAN exports to the U.S. That decision will allow the department to collect countervailing duties on top of the dumping duties. All of this means key fertilizer is going to get more expensive for U.S. farmers, according to the National Corn Grower President, Chris Edgington. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday today as the markets open up here in just a little bit. Yesterday was a big day in trading. A lot of green on the board for the grains and the livestock as we saw soybeans especially take a big jump in the day. A lot of that coming from some of the news out of Brazil that we got yesterday afternoon, reporting some of the estimated soybean exports coming out of Brazil as they've had a heck of a time with a lot of their product because of the either dry or extremely wet conditions and the export issues that have been going. But January 2022 soybean exports, according to Brazil's government, are sitting at near 2.47 million metric tons compared to the 0.05 million metric tons the same time last year, as a lot of their exports have been delayed a quarter because of some of the harsh conditions. At the same time, Brazilian's government also estimated January corn exports sitting at 2.82 million metric tons compared to last year's 2.34 that we had seen. So things on the uptrend in coming out of the country of Brazil, and beef exports coming out of Brazil at 140,000 metric tons compared to the 107 that was expected earlier in the year. Overall, though, markets wrapped up relatively good yesterday with a lot of green across the board. Corn for March was up 8 3/4, finishing off at 6.34 3/4 yesterday. Kansas City wheat had a big day, up 5 pennies at 7.86 1/4. But the bean market itself was what really drove the markets yesterday, with March soybeans up 38 cents at the end to 15.24 1/2. We had the meal for soybeans in March up $17.10 at 4.36, and the bean oil was up a buck and a penny at 65.83. Cotton market was kind of mixed, but mostly higher. March was down 24 cents at 127.33. By the May, things were more in the positive, up 82 cents at 123.89. And the oats saw about the third day with a good rally, up 19.5 cents yesterday at 7.15 even a bushel. So we'll see what markets have in store for us for the middle of the week on a Wednesday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No. No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead, but you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Get started today at ready.gov/plan. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A soil health workshop is planned Friday, February 11th at the Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca. Join progressive farmer and ag instructor Lucinda Stunkel and author, agronomist, and green cover seed specialist Dale Strickler for a conversation with the producer panel Q&A and RAPS program updates highlighted. The day-long event includes lunch and is open to all producers and landowners on February 11th in Seneca. RSVP is requested by February 7th. Contact Glacial Hills RCD at 785-340-2554.
It's weather lore versus science today, and we will take an in-depth look next on our Groundhog Day edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 2nd. Groundhog Day is the 33rd day of the year. Today's groundhog traditions are great fun, but there is no scientific basis for believing we'll get any reliable weather forecast. But is there any predictive value in watching for weather signs in nature? Absolutely. Many animals and plants are especially sensitive to changes in air pressure. Birds and bats are known to fly closer to the ground before a rain. You can also predict rain by watching chickweed, tulips, dandelions, and other plants as they close up their petals. And the Chinese are convinced that animals can reliably predict earthquakes. They've set up observation posts in zoos to act as early warning quake sensors. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY. We're about 5 minutes away from sunrise, but I don't think the old groundhog or, in fact, our local black squirrel would see a shadow today. So that would portend an early spring. We can hope. Cooler, though, 19 degrees, north wind clipping in, bringing our wind chill down to single digits. Some light to dusty snow here at the studios, really not enough to cover the ground. You get a little bit south, starts to accumulate more. Points south and east with some more significant travel restrictions this morning, if we will. We do have some area schools that are going to call off classes, including the Axtell Schools. USD 113 Prairie Hills is closed today. No school at Seneca. USD 115 Nemaha Central. USD 380 Frankfort and Centralia. No school. And the Highland Community College Western Center at Baileyville is also closed for today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. David McCormick and Juwan Harris each scored 14 points as number 10 Kansas defeated number 20 Iowa State 70-61 on Tuesday night at Hilton Coliseum. McCormick made all seven of his shots and had 13 rebounds for the Jayhawks, who are now 18-3, 7-1 in the Big 12. Kansas was without Ochai Agbaje because of COVID-19 protocols. Wilson scored all 13 of his points in the second half. Ricky Council IV registered 11 points as Wichita State defeated Tulsa 58-48 last night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Tyson Etienne had 10 points for Wichita State, who is now 11-8 overall, 2-5 in the American. Morris Udeze added 8 rebounds and 4 blocks. Dexter Dennis also had 6 rebounds. Tulsa totaled just 18 points in the second half, a season low for the team. Sam Griffin had 17 points for the Golden Hurricane, who are now 7-13 overall, 1-8 in the American. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a clean sweep for the Bulldogs as they defeated Riley County Falcons on both the girls' and the boys' side. So starting with the girls, it was a big victory, 44-43, and a nail-biter towards the end. Arizona had a 10-point lead going into halftime, but unfortunately blew it in the second half. But it was Madison Rodemann's 14 points, and Lainey Schaefer's 15, 3-for-3, from the three-point line to keep the Bulldogs up late and defeat Riley County 44-43. Haley Sharp with 24 on the other side as well as Lindsay Rolls. And on the side of boys basketball, Marysville coming out at the 3-45 over the Falcons behind both Jack Lauer's 12 and Willow Tott's 12 on the side of Marysville. Max Della with 10 and then Colton Payne with 7 on the other side for the Falcons. Marysville take on Abilene on Friday with KNDY. This is Paxton Gordon.
Tuesday night basketball action and girls play. Valley Heights took Hanover 53-41. Frankfort topped Blue Valley 54-24. Donovan West over Axtell 58-25. Lynn beat Washington County 50-42. And Centralia over Rock Creek 36-32. Marysville girls edge Riley County 44-43. Minneapolis over Abilene 41-31. Chapman took Clay Center 41-35. And Concordia beat Pike Valley 49-36. Boys play Frankfort over Blue Valley 61-49. Axtell took Donovan West 52-41. Washington County beat Lynn 61-41. Marysville boys downed Riley County 53-44. Abilene over Minneapolis 69-37. Clay Center took Chapman 58-44. And Concordia rolled Pike Valley 94-35.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
can hear the same old story 100 different ways. Everybody's got something to say. We both need a bridge to stand on. We both need each other to lean on. We both want the same thing. Remember the way, no matter what they lead you to believe, until you heard it from me, until you heard it completely. Don't ever lose your faith in me. It's so easy just to worry over what will be. Patience is a key to your heart. And even though I'm far away, don't ever let us change. Right there with you, I wanna stay. Sometimes the truth is so hard to see. Even though it's right in front of your eyes, look inside and you'll never.